T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Governor Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. How do you feel the governor has handled the coronavirus pandemic since March?
Well, I think there's, like anything, there's been ups and downs, but I'm increasingly growing very concerned with, you know, at this point, the governor, we've long moved past the point of where science is driving this thing or logic is driving this thing. It seems, every day brings with it some new whim or prerogative of the governor. That's why I have called on Senate Democrats to rescind the broad new emergency powers we gave him. I think we can get back to 3 levels of government in this, during this pandemic. I think people have elected 63 state senators and 100 or so state assembly members. I think those elected officials have a responsibility. Unfortunately, Senate Democrats at this point do not feel compelled to be part of this management of the pandemic. I just spoke to a business owner today, a personal friend of mine who owns a restaurant, who is very, very concerned about his own restaurant's ability to survive and his own livelihood. This is someone who has spent his entire adult life building this business. And meanwhile, the governor is sitting on $2.5 billion in federal funds. He's talking about the federal government needs to do more. He's sitting on $2.5 billion in federal funding that was designed to go to local communities to offset COVID, the pandemic and some of these lockdowns. So you can't have it both ways. You're going to lock everybody down and keep things closed and keep us on pins and needles. Well, then release some of that $2.5 billion to ease some of that pain. And not just call out, point the finger at Washington, D.C. But to this point, none of that has occurred. And again, the Senate Democrats, they've just been completely absent from this managing this pandemic and being a part and doing the job that they were elected to do.
How much of a challenge do you think it will be to get the Senate Democrats and Assembly Democrats, for that matter, to get some of those powers back from Governor Cuomo?
Well, obviously in 13 days we have an election, and we're hoping after that, at least on the Senate side, it'll be a little bit easier if we can elect more Republicans to the Senate. But the fact of the matter is, the Senate Democrats, whether you're in New York City or Long Island or anywhere, or even in Buffalo, they have constituents that own restaurants. They have constituents that own small business. They have constituents they have to be hearing from, who are concerned about the economics, the long-term economic impact of where the state's headed and where our local economies are headed. They should be calling, they should want to do their job. They should want to do the job they were elected to do. And again, this $2.5 billion, all we've heard about is the federal government needs to help the state out more. Well, they gave us $2.5 billion. Erie County received that money directly, and they've been using some of that for small business relief. And kudos to Erie County. I don't always say that, as a Niagara County representative, but good on Erie County. They're taking some of that money, and they're using it for small business relief. The governor should do the same for all the counties that did not receive that money directly and release that money. But, if Senate Democrats don't want to do their job, voters should remember that when they go to the polls. Whatever political stripe you are, whatever political persuasion you are, you deserve a representative who's actually doing the job they were elected to do. And thus far, that has not happened since March.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.